This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. In the final weekend before Election Day, President Donald Trump and his challenger, Democrat Joe Biden, headed out on the campaign trail. The president is focusing on Pennsylvania, while the former vice president is in Michigan. At one of his rallies, Trump told the crowd he is the ultimate Washington outsider, and that's why the establishment opposes him.
If I don't always play by the rules of Washington and the Washington establishment, it's because I was elected to fight for you, and I fought harder for you than any president in the history of our country.
At an event in Michigan, the former vice president said that Trump has surrendered the fight against the coronavirus, something he would never do.
I will never raise the white flag of surrender. We're going to beat this virus, and we're going to get it under control. And the first step to doing that is beating Donald Trump.
The former vice president is concentrating on battleground states that Trump carried in 2016. Trump is scrambling to defend a wide swath of territory and is putting his hopes for re-election on two of the most populous swing states, Florida and Pennsylvania. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has announced that the government is putting all of England under a month-long lockdown next week. After being warned that a resurgent coronavirus outbreak will overwhelm hospitals in weeks without tough action, Johnson said in a televised news conference Saturday night that the new measures will begin Thursday and last until December 2nd. Unlike during Britain's first lockdown, schools, universities, and manufacturing businesses will stay open. Britain reported more than 21,900 new confirmed virus cases on Saturday, bringing the total since the start of the pandemic there to more than 1 million.